It is time now for Wonderful Water, your monthly update from Owassa. Carborough and Chapel Hill residents use about 7 million gallons of water each day. Do the math. That turns into more than 2 billion gallons a year. And we are going to look back at 2019 and look ahead at 2020 with Todd Taylor, who is joining us today. He is the General Manager of Operations at Owassa, which means he is in charge of everything. Todd, how's it going?
Going great, Aaron. Thanks for having us.
So tell us what the general manager does. What is your role?
Sure.
Other than being in charge of everything.
Right. Well, I do have responsibility for our water treatment plant and our wastewater treatment plant, as well as all the distribution and collections field crews that are out repairing lines and doing our routine maintenance out in the system.
Do you have a typical day, or does it vary wildly from day to day?
My day varies wildly with what needs to be done that day, but got a great group of folks that I work with and a hardworking team to keep things going.
So Owassa treats more than 2 billion gallons of water in the community over the course of any given year. How does that work? What is the operation like?
Sure, that is a lot of water, and it's interesting that it all starts out as rainfall that we collect in the University Lake and Cane Creek reservoirs, and then we pump it back to our water treatment plant there on Jones Ferry Road. And we run it through some physical and chemical processes to make it safe for drinking. And then we pump that out into the system through about 400 miles of pipe to get it to residents where they can use it for their daily needs.
Yep. And a lot of the funds that come in are used for infrastructure projects. What were some of the big ones for this past year?
Oh, sure. We work hard every year to make sure that we're repairing and replacing what needs to be done that year, and a lot goes into that process as far as prioritizing, which projects we're going to do. As you can imagine, Owassa and the Chapel Hill and Carborough service area has grown a lot over the years, so we have, assets that are really old, and we have some that are very new and made with modern materials and things like that. So we look at those factors as well as, what's the maintenance history on these assets, and we try to put together our plan for the year as we're doing right now, actually, of looking at next year, what we're going to try and replace. And, so some things that come into play with that are, assets that, like ones that we worked on this past year, were some settling tanks at our water treatment plant that were actually built in the 1940s, and we were going in and rehabilitating the concrete and working on those. So that was quite a extensive project that we did there at Jones Ferry Road. And then we don't always get it right. Sometimes we, something will fail prematurely, and we had that happen to us last year in the spring. If folks have been driving out Raleigh Road, they've probably noticed there in front of East 54 apartments and that area there, that there's been a lot of work, a lot of pipeline work going on there. And we actually had one of our major sewer lines fail last year due to some extensive corrosion in that area. And we've been working on that for quite a while. We didn't just replace the piece that broke, but we also repaired a large section of that with some non-corrosive materials so that we could avoid any future failures in that area.
Speaking with Todd Taylor, Owassa General Manager, owassa.org is the website, O-W-A-S-A, for more information on the Orange Water and Sewer Authority and what they've done and what they're doing. And you mentioned a lot of infrastructure projects, but one of the big things that Owassa did last year was launching the Agua Vista program to help customers kind of keep track of their water usage. How did that rollout go, and what's the benefit of it?
Well, the rollout went very well. It took us about 2 years to get that system up and running. And for folks that don't know, that is our meter reading system, which we have now is a near real-time meter reading system, where before, we actually went out and physically read meters by hand, and we'd only read them once a month. But now we have daily readings that come in that give us hourly use. And customers can access that information on a mobile device or their laptop if they sign up for the service. And, it gives them a lot of insight into their own consumption. They can also set notifications in there, if if you decide I want to be notified if I use more than 100 gallons of water a day, mm-hmm. the system will send you a notice if you exceed that, and you can look into what you're doing and adjust your behaviors.
What's the average amount of water usage a day for like a regular household?
It's probably a little bit more than 100 gallons. We average around about 4,000 gallons a month is our average bill for a resident.
You mentioned 100, and it occurred to me that I really have no idea how much I use in my house every month. So it's interesting. Yeah.
So it's a really powerful tool, and probably the most powerful part of that is the system can also alert you if there's a leak. Mm-hmm. It's looking at your usage, and it says, I don't think Aaron was using water at 2 o'clock in the morning, and has been doing that for 2 days. So it can find little leaks like toilet leaks, or it can also alert us if your consumption goes extremely high and indicates a catastrophic leak. And that's probably the most powerful tool in controlling water bills, is mm-hmm. because if that leak goes unaddressed for a month at a time, it can add up to some significant bills. So we encourage everybody to go to our website, sign up for the service. It's free and it's easy to do.
Awesome. And again, owasa.org is the website, owasa.org. Go there and check out more information and sign up for the Agua Vista program. And later on this year, check out the new website, right? There's going to be a new one.
Right. Yeah. So we are in the process of overhauling our website, and as you know, communications have been an ongoing improvement effort for OWASA, and we know that the website is a critical tool in that. So we've completely taken the cover off of it. We're looking at every aspect of it, and what we really want to try and do is make it more user-friendly, make it more relevant to our customers so they can access the information they're looking for very quickly, and also give us more opportunity to tell stories about mm-hmm. what we're doing every day out in the community to keep our services running.
Can people weigh in and let you know what they want to see in the new website or how they want it to
sure.
be designed?
We're always open to feedback and on how we can improve things, and it will be a dynamic facility
where
we're constantly changing it and adding things and taking things away. So.
Yeah. Speaking with Todd Taylor, General Manager of OWASA, the Executive Director of OWASA is Ed Kerwin, the other guy who can lay claim to being in charge of everything. He's stepping down this year after more than 20 years. So what's the process like right now for finding the next Executive Director?
Well, sure. That's quite a new chapter for us at OWASA after 20 years of his leadership. But the process right now is just kicking off the recruitment process for the executive director, and the board hopes to wrap that up sometime later this spring. And mm-hmm. they'll be it's being handled by a consultant, and they'll also be looking at interviewing folks, with the board. So
yeah, do you have a time frame on we're hoping to make an announcement on this day? Or?
Yeah, we're hoping that it's going to be somewhere maybe May.
Okay,
late April, May, sometime in that time frame. But of course, it's all dependent on how that process goes.
Awesome. And then as we continue to look ahead to 2020, see, you've got the new website, you've got the executive director search, you've also got ongoing infrastructure projects. So what are some of the big ones that we can look forward to in the next 11 months?
Well, the ones that are probably most impactful to our customers are the pipeline projects that we have going on in various neighborhoods and everything. So there's one project that folks have probably seen if you're heading out 15501 headed towards Durham, and that's on Dobbins Drive there. We're replacing some water and sewer line in that area, and that's due to age and some breaks that we've had out there. So we want to replace that line.
And that's a better part of the year project, isn't
it? Yes,
it
should be wrapping up probably this fall.
Okay.
Is our intended schedule on that. And then we've got another project that folks will probably see if they're driving out Jones Ferry Road, is right in front of our water treatment plant. There's an older complex system there that we're looking to simplify and replace with some new materials there. So it'll be right there in front of the plant where we're doing that work. So folks will probably see that, and that project will kick off later this summer. And then one thing that we want to continue to do that's been very successful for us for the past year has been we've just been going out into the community that's been impacted. So we're actually going out, setting up on that street, inviting folks to come out of their house, come come down, tell us what they think about our plans. And we actually have one of those planned for next week on West Cameron Avenue, talking about some improvements that we're going to make there.
Awesome. And again, owassa.org for more information on Owassa, including those upcoming projects and upcoming events. Anything else that people need to know about what's coming up in 2020?
Well, we hope to continue to provide the great service we always have. And our focus really for the past couple years has just been on trying to mitigate the service impacts, you know, that those water main breaks that occur in the middle of the night, things like that, that really upset people's lives. We're trying as hard as we can to address those before they actually occur.
Every year's a busy year. 2019 was, 2020 will be too. Again, owassa.org for more information on what's ongoing and what's coming up. Todd Taylor, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
And that is Wonderful Water, brought to you in partnership with Owassa. One more time, owassa.org, the website.